And welcome back. This segment of Inside the County Board, we welcome Supervisor Joseph Rice. He represents the 6th District on the County Board and has chosen to not run for the board in the spring term. Now, Supervisor Rice, because you will be leaving us, I did want to give you an opportunity, as we have with the other supervisors thus far, to reflect on your last 8 years on the county board. You were elected in 2004 to represent the North Shore. That includes Whitefish Bay, where you live, along with Fox Point, Bayside, River Hills, Brown Deer, and parts of Glendale and Milwaukee's far northwest side. Now, looking back over these 8 years, what would you say are your biggest accomplishments? What are you most proud of?
Well, thank you, Harold. Yeah, in the time that I've been on the board, I have tried to concentrate on initiatives that I hope would reflect well on the board and in the minds of the community, try to restore a little bit of confidence and faith that the board was doing the right thing. I came on the board in the aftermath of the pension scandal, and at that time, and frankly still to this day, there remains, I think, a fair amount of mistrust or distrust in county government generally, and in particular the Milwaukee County Board. And so I set forth, when I was first elected, to look at those areas that I thought could help perhaps rehabilitate that reputation a little bit. And two things that I did that I'm proud of having accomplished are the revision of the county's lobbying code, so that now we have an idea of those individuals who are trying to influence county government or county agencies. Lobbyists are required to register and file regular reports, so we know what efforts are being made to lobby county board members. That information wasn't available previously. Secondly, and perhaps more significantly, was a comprehensive revision of the ethics code. The ethics code was outdated and, frankly, difficult to understand in many respects. And so we did a top-to-bottom revision of that, made it much more user-friendly, and have initiated, as a result of those changes, a comprehensive education and training program, so that now those who are subject to the ethics code have a much better understanding of its provisions, and hopefully will prevent problems in the future from occurring and missteps from happening when it comes to ethical issues in Milwaukee County.
Do you think that you have succeeded, or the board has succeeded, on those fronts?
Well, there remains, I think, much to be done yet in terms of restoring faith in county government. I think that those were some steps that perhaps made some incremental progress in that regard. I think it was important, symbolically, if nothing else, to say to the constituents in Milwaukee County that integrity in government is a priority, and that we take it seriously, and that our laws and regulations ought to be clearly stated so that those subject to the code know what the rules are and that they follow them. But no, I don't think that we have accomplished the job of rebuilding or restoring trust in county government. I think that is a ongoing job, and will be something that I think future boards will need to be continually mindful of and pay attention to.
Talking with Supervisor Joseph Rice, who has represented the 6th District. I'm curious, you know, whenever you first started to represent this district during the first year or two, was there anything that surprised you? Was there anything different than what you had expected before you were a supervisor?
Well, coming to the board, I had previously served on my village board for about 12 or 13 years prior to that. Our meetings were held in the evenings. None of us were on the board, frankly, for full-time positions. This was very much of a citizen legislator position in local government. And so the surprise, I guess, was the extent to which individuals on the county board viewed this as their sole occupation. And also the absence or the lack of comprehensive citizen involvement. We do hold one meeting a year at budget time out in the community in the evening when people can make it. But other than that, our meetings are in the courthouse during the day, and I think that is somewhat problematic or difficult for most people in the community to get to provide testimony. So some of those things were changes from what I was used to in a local government setting. A little bit more removed from the people.
Was there anything that you would have done as a supervisor differently during these last 8 years? Is there anything where you felt, well, you know, we could have gone a different direction on that, or we had any missed opportunities?
Oh, I could probably go back and find a whole host of items, including some of my votes, frankly. There were probably a couple of votes that I would like to have changed and retracted in retrospect and knowing what I do now. There are things that have been not without some level of frustration, you know, when one can, in his or her opinion, think that the logical answer lies on a straight line from here to there and in between a great deal of politics and a great deal of delay occurs, that can lend itself to some degree of frustration. I would point, I guess, in particular to the absence of any development whatsoever in the Park East Corridor as a particular disappointment. I oppose the creation of the Park East Redevelopment Compact. I think that's been a hindrance to development. Developers told us that at the time, and I think it has come true. It's a great nesting ground for seagulls, but sure hasn't resulted in any meaningful construction, development, or job creation.
We're going to have at least 5 new supervisors coming on the county board after this spring's election. What advice would you give to them to help them succeed on this board?
Well, know why you're here. Know why you are doing what you're doing. Think about what you want to do and not what you want to be. Don't run for office or serve because you want to be a county supervisor. But think about what service you really are intending to render to your constituents and to the citizens of Milwaukee County. And listen more than you speak, perhaps. Try to take the longer view. I know the tendency is to try to score political points and advance one's profile and one's reputation, but I think the interests of the county are served rather by someone who comes in with a problem-solving mentality and adopts the attitude that he or she can work with a wide variety of folks and doesn't get necessarily cast in any particular group. There is a saying, you know, no permanent friends and no permanent enemies. I think that's a good advice for new supervisors coming on the board.
Is this a difficult position, serving as a supervisor? Is it challenging?
Oh, it can be challenging. The issues before Milwaukee County, I think, are important. They're wide-ranging. It's a very interesting position. You learn a lot about a lot of things that are going on in Milwaukee County. It is something that is, as I say, an important job. I am of the opinion, however, that it ought not and is not necessarily a full-time job. And for that reason, I have been working on getting the referendum before the voters on April 3rd that will ask them and allow them to voice their opinions as to whether the job should be full-time or part-time and whether the board should be downsized from its current number of 18 members.
So what's next for you as you leave the county board?
Well, you know, I never intended my service to be a career or lengthy. I had the view that there is some benefit in being a citizen legislator to come in and use the experience that I had in the private sector. And so now it's time for me to go back and back to the private sector. And I think I will be, more informed and a little richer for having had the experience of serving on the county board.
Any parting thoughts for your constituents in the 6th District?
Well, I thank them for the real privilege of having served. It has been my distinct pleasure to have represented them. I've met so many wonderful people, and they've been very, very supportive of me over the years. I thank them, and I just wish whoever succeeds me in representing them good luck, and that they stay true to the interests of the constituents that elected them.
Supervisor Rice, thank you very much. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
After the break, we will be back with the results from the spring primary for the county board. This is the March 2012 edition of Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.